to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. Life is so good when God is at the center of it. I hope as you start your day today, you recognize the reality of God in your life and that He wants to walk with you through this day. Turn to Him right now in your heart and mind and say, God, I invite you to be close to me today. Well, that's exactly what God wants too. We're talking all this week about facing loss in our lives. It may be the loss of a relationship, a friendship that was dear to you. It may be the loss of someone who matters to you who has died. It may be the loss of a job, or the loss of something else that you love, and because of sickness, you can no longer participate in that. I don't know what loss you're facing in life, but loss is a very real part of every person's life in this world. Isn't that right? Even Jesus Christ faced terrible loss in his life. So it's reality, right? We can't expect that we won't face it. So how do we respond to it? And what difference does God make in our lives when we face loss? I want to read you a few verses out of the book of Lamentations in the Old Testament of the Bible. Here's what it says. This I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I have hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the person who seeks him. Well, sometimes when you face loss in your life, the hardest thing is to see beyond the darkness and imagine that there could be somehow light in the future. Have you been to that place? I know I certainly have. I faced dark despair in my life and felt like there was no way forward that had light in it. Everything was darkness, that hope was gone. It's a terrible place to be in your life. Somehow it seems as if there's a replay button permanently pressed on our nightmares and our feelings of hopelessness that just replay over and over and over again. And when that happens, it impacts the people around us in a very deep way as well, especially if they're part of your family and they also are facing the loss that you're facing. One of the best things you can do when you're in that dark place is to take time every day to just look up and look around and be thankful, grateful for the loved ones who are still there in your life, for friends who care about you, for God's love and care in your life, for just the sun shining and the breeze blowing, the birds, the beautiful sunset, the little things that are making up your life. Be thankful for those things. You're not going to ever get over a big loss in your life. It's going to be a part of you, but you can get through it. And with God walking by your side, you can come out of it actually stronger than you went into it. God uses those painful times to build a depth of character, a strength in us, if we will respond to them in the right way. God wants to be involved. Eric Liddell, the famous Christian who stood for God and ran in the Olympics, in the famous movie that was made about his life called Chariots of Fire. Later in his life, after he'd been through many things, he made this statement. He said, "Circumstances may appear to wreck our lives and God's plans, but God is not helpless among the ruins. God's love is still working. He comes in and takes the calamity and uses it victoriously, working out his wonderful plan of love. I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.